We are on the Mishnah, at the Mishnah on Pei Gimel on the base, like seven lines from the top of the page. So the Mishnah tells the following scenario. Konam sha'aninen elabrios, enu yachal lahafer. So if a woman takes a nether and she says, konam, that I am not going to get benefit, labrios. So it sounds like from any person in the world, is what it sounds like. Right, so the Ran says it, explains, you know, konam, obviously, language of korban, right? So the Ran says, konam shani net nis labrios, also changed the language of net nis, because it's talking about the woman. It says is this net there. Ma shani net nis min habrios, yehe like a konam, right? Anything that I'm going to get hana from brios, So it's going to be like a konam. It's going to be like a korban. Okay, so what happens? Einu yachal hafer. So the husband is not allowed to be made for such a nether. Why? It says, Aran da afagav da amr Shmuel, hanas ploni alai yafer. Even though we said before, Shmuel said if she says the hana of a particular person, right, is asr to me, that we said he can be made fair. Haskinan alay de Shmuel, kerabanan tzirilei. Right, to make up in a nefesh for kulei pirkin Rabbi Yossi. Right, so we said multiple times that the whole parak here is according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, initially a mission or two ago, said, you know, he's much more machmir what's considered inoy nefesh. Right, so here when we say that she says konam sha'ani nenes labrios, he can't be mayfair because the Rabbi Yossi is a very narrow, very machmir view of what's considered inoy nefesh, and so he's going to say in that case that the husband cannot be made for. Fine. And the Ran's telling us also that the Rabbanon would disagree. And the Rabbanon said that's probably even a situation of nefesh. You can get benefit from any person. That could be, you know, very easily seen as a net of nefesh. But fine. But even if you assume, let's say, that in that situation, shani nene libiros any yachal hafir, but there's still other things that you can do. V'yacholah hi lahenos lehanos bileket b'shechecha upeya. So even if she can't get hana from any of the brios, from any, let's say brios, that means any person, okay? If she can't get hana from any person, she's still allowed to get benefit from leket shechecha upeya. Right, and what's leket shechecha upeya, right, the different types of matnos aniyim, right, in a certain sense, that look at things that you're harvesting that fall, that you're supposed to leave. Shechecha, you're carrying the sheaves back to the house, and you leave some behind by accident, you forget about them, so if you left them behind, you leave them for the aniyim, and peah, you're supposed to leave a corner of your field also for aniyim. So, why should those be any different? Says the Ran, the kevin dechsiv behu ta'azov, right? It says laniv lagir ta'azov osam, right? So ta'azov, it says the ta'azov in extra time yisera, but lo ksiv behu nisina, right? It doesn't say lagir, you know, lagir laniv nasom amnal titain or something, right? But it doesn't say give them; it just says leave it there, right? So what does that mean? So leis behu tuvasana labanim, in which case it means that the owner doesn't get the opportunity to choose to whom it's given, right? And not that I decide to give this ani, give that ani. No, it's a hefker, basically, right? Hilkach ki shikla leke shikha upeya in and then this misha brios, right? Ubegabar mefarsh masis. Gabar's not doing more. The point being that basically when she says kona that she's not she in yechol lahanos mi abrios, she can still get like shikha upeya. Why? Because that's not hana. Because no individual person chooses to whom they give leket shechecha upeya. They basically leave it there, it becomes hefker, so she can pick that up because it's not hana from any particular person. I think the Rishonim also note that she could, if this is true, it means obviously she can also get benefit from any other hefker. Anytime a person is mafkir, so she can get hana. Presumably, like during Shavuos, she could go take from someone's field because it doesn't belong to them. It's all hefker. So any other cases of hefker will apply as well. And also true, it applies to the other matnos aniyim that exist also, and those also she would be able to presumably be able to get to take. Okay. Okay, next case. Konam kohanim levim ne'anim li. Right? If she takes, again, another konam about kohanim and levim getting hana from her, yitlu al korcham. So she can't say, basically, if she wants to say, well, kohanim and levi can't get hana from me. Right? So you say, if no kohanim and levi can get hana from her, then it must be that, you know, the kohanim and levi can't take trumas or maasos from her. But there's only one problem. It's not up to her. She doesn't get to decide whether she gives trumas or maasos. She gets to decide which kohanim and levi she gives it to. But if she says all kohanim and all levim, that doesn't work because she's chayeves in giving trumas and maasos. So in that scenario, what do we say? So yidlu al korcham, they're allowed to take it against her will, right? So fine, because she can't hold on to it and not give it away to anybody. She has to give it away to somebody. Fine. So kohanim elu ulevim elu ne'anim li yidlu acher. If she says, I won't give it to Josh Cohen, and I won't go to give it to this guy and whatever, the particular Cohen and that particular Levi. So then the Taka can't get take it from her. Why? Because she still left space for other Kohanim and Levim. So other Kohanim and Levim can take, and then Taka. Then you presumably the Kohanim is in place in that scenario. Fine. Okay.
In this case, we specifically talk about a woman because the language is not female there. It's like,
that's a fair point. The rest of the Mishnah was talking about a woman, right? But yes, presumably. This would not be specifically to a woman. That I think that's fair to say. Presumably. I think that's probably correct. It doesn't have to be only a woman. The truth is the ratio of the Mishnah presumably is, but it has to be because of any yachal hafer. Right? And that's why the Ran changes that let konam shani ne'anes. But correct. But the other cases, presumably, you're right. Presumably, don't have to be only a woman. Yes. Good. Okay. Fine. So Gemara is going to present a problem now, based on this idea of the nen el brios, who the brios are. So it says Gemara Alma, efshar demitzine midile. All right. So the ratio in the Mishnah, right? What does it say? It says konam sheni nenes lebrios enu yachal lahafir. So he's not able to be mefer when she says she can't get benefit from the brios. But if she mamish couldn't get benefit from anybody, including from him, so then lechori he'd be able to be mefer such a konam. So if he's allowed to be mefer, what's the implication? The implication is when she says konam sheni nenem lebrios, she didn't include her husband, right? And the implication is that Alma after the Demitzin and Midilei, that she can get Hanah from him. What does that mean? Mechlal Daba Alav B'Chal Brioso. Right? Which implies that when she says, Kodam Shein Yenel Brios, she doesn't mean to include her husband. Take a look at the Ran. Alma after the Demitzin and Midilei, Kasacha Daitach, the Seifa de Katani Yechol El Hila Hanos, but like a Chech of Apeya, Lav Siyuma de Resha. Right? The implication here, or the Gemara at least assumes at this point, is that the Yechol that's not a conclusion of, you know, the initial stage of the Mishnah, right? V'taima didah, mishum hachi, ein yachol lahafer. We could have said, right, how could you have read the Mishnah? Why is it that if she says konam shani nani labrios, he's not yachol lahafer? Why not? Meaning she has no way of getting any benefit at all. Of course that's a yinui nefesh. And the teretz could be because she can be nana from lechachek chavapeya, right? So, if the Gemara is making, but the Gemara is saying now though, alma efshe demitzin emi delay. What does that mean? It means the Mishnah did not assume that this second stage of the Mishnah is an explanation of the first, right? Because if it was that, then that implication isn't true. What do you mean? It must be she can get from her husband. No, she can get lechachek. Maybe she can be sustained by lechachek chavapeya like Rus was, right? And that's why she's not going to, and that's why that's why the husband can't be made. Fine. The imisa have a misne hachi mi pnei sheichol lehanos. Right, and that's what it should have said. It should have said because she can get benefit from the Fine. Also, if you did think, right, that the husband is part of the brios, right, how could it say because she's able to get hanaf in yachal hafir v'chibal v'chulu brios k'riyemichem vani shelo ha'isa parnas aso el mimenu. He's just saying, what about the case we had before where? We had the shopkeeper, right? She takes a ned there that she can't get enough from the shopkeeper. So if he's the only person she can get benefit from, then also it's not he can be made for. So the amrin le'el is yafir, right? So elavada ki katani in yachal hafir hanitam mishum de efshet de mitzinam b'vayla. So it must be the case here is that if it's in yachal hafir when she says just as brios, it must be because the implication she can. That her husband can still provide for her. The baal lo havi bechal brios hilkach lo mikri inu nefesh v'lo yafir. And that's why it's not chonin inu nefesh, and that's why he can't be made for. Fine. So fine. But that's the kasha. The kasha of the gemara is. But wait a second. The implication of the mishnah is that since he can't be made for the nether, it must be that he can give her hana, which means when she says the language of brios. Who's excluded? Husband is excluded. Yeah? Good. Okay, but that's true. Ema Seifa, look at the end of the Mishnah. Yechol lahanos v'yechol lahi lahanos b'lechat shechah v'peya. Right? Ava midibal lo. Midibal lo achla. Right? Alma ba'a b'chlabri yosu. Right? But what's the other side? If you say that, again, we split up this case into two separate things, right? So what does that mean? That means the reason she's allowed to be, to get hana from those things is from those things and implication being, but not from her husband. So what does that mean? So it sounds like Baal is included in brios. So which one is it? When she says brios, I can't get hana from the brios, does that include the husband or doesn't include the husband? And the mishnah itself seems to be sosa itself. Fine. So how are we going to answer this? So Amar Ula, so I'll explain to you. La'olam, the back changed a little bit. La'olam ba'al la bechla briosu, right? Really, the husband is not considered part of the brios. V'hacha kitani, right? And this is what it means to say. Va'od ein yachal lahafir, right? Mipnei sheyachol lahanas b'lecha sheyachol b'peya, right? So the what's missing here is, so how do you read it? Really, the husband's not bechal brios. When she says brios, she means that, you know, she could still get a hana from her husband. Fine. So I understand the state from the Mishnah that says that she can get hana from the pay, which seems to imply, but not her husband. No, it says v'od, right? And by the way, and also, right, ein yachal lahafir, why? Mipnei sheyachol lahanas b'lecha shechav pay. Right, so it's if you add that, you know, v'od, right? So here, take a look at the... Look at the run. It's like, I don't know, 10 lines down in the very wide lines. First two of the words in the line are shikha opeya. So the run says, perish la'olam ba'al la bechal briosu, u'mishum hachi ein yachal lahafir, right? He's not bechal brios, and that's why he can't be made, because he can still give her benefit. He can still, you know, give her mizonos. Tehamitzin amine, tebal. Va'od, da'filu ba'al anihu, right? And the added point here is that even if the ba'al himself was poor, right? Ein yachal hafir, he still can't be made for. Why? Right? Because she can still get a benefit from somewhere else. Fine. And we bow na milo mitzra, and she's still not usher to her husband. Right? The mitzra bay mishum sheyachal lahanos b'lakachachav peya b'lechud lo amrina to lo yafir. Because if she was really usher to him, and just getting benefit from lachachachav peya, so that wouldn't be enough, right? If it's really forbidden to get benefit from him, so lachachachav peya wouldn't be enough. Delogriye mi brios ubal mechavani. Delogriye brios ubal mechavani. Shal hayser parnasasu elam imenu the kalman yafir. Meaning, because the case that the Mishnah had before, where she says I won't get benefit from that chavani, he's the only person who can get parnas, you know, who can get things from. He still said in that case he could be mefer. So what's the implication? Just being able to benefit from matnos and niyim is not enough. And that's not something. That's like, don't worry about it. They'll be fine. They can get matnos and niyim. That's not what a person has in mind. oh, no problem, I can go gather something from the fields. No. That's not gonna, I can get hefker. No. If that was the only option, that's not what she has in mind. Then you would be able to be made for her. So the fact that you can be in Yachal Hafer must mean that the husband's able to give her mezonos. And this point about, you know, is just in addition, right? In addition, if the husband's an ani, she can still collect from like a shechel peah. Fine. Okay. So that's answer number one. Rava Amar, Rava has a different answer. La'olam ba'al bechlal b'yos. No, really the husband is bechlal b'yos. Okay? So, meaning, when, you know, he really can't be, you know, take care of her, which makes the seifa fine. What are you going to do at the beginning? Umat, and so what's happening here? Umat tam kamar. And this mission is really in the style of matam, meaning, matam in yachal hafer, b'pnei shechol lahanos b'lechon shechol peah. This is how we want to say it initially. Right. So, what is the reason? The ratio, the two cases are actually connected to each other. Right. Now we're saying whatever we said logically before, we're now going to destroy the logic in the other direction. Right. That Rava says no. The baal is included in brios. So what does it mean? In yachal hafer, how many can be made for? How's she going to be fine for herself? The answer is, but she'll get and that'll be enough, and she'll be able to support herself on the Mount Nosanim. So the opposite of her. Before you said, what do you mean? That's crazy. That can't be the only thing that she supports herself from. No, and the according to Rava, no, that's the answer. And that's what the Mishnah means to say. All right, take a look at the Ran. Rava, Amar la'olam ba'al b'chlal b'riyos hu, ma'atam kamar, ma'atam ein yachal hafer, p'nei shechol lahanos b'lechon shechol peah. Svir le'le Rava, da'af agav de lo katani mipnei shechol lahanos b'mimila mashma de ma'atam kamar. Meaning, he said that I know it doesn't say mipnei, but that's what it means, because that's how you have to read it. Fine. Okay. Third answer. Rabbi Nachman Amar, la'olam ba'al la'bechal b'riyos. So he says, really, the baal is not included in brios. Again, so in which case she can get, she's lo yafer, because why? Because the husband is able to give her mizonos. Okay, so what's up with lecha shechach avapeya here? V'achah katani nizgarsha yechol lahanos b'lecha shechach avapeya. And the mission is just telling you that if they would get divorced, in which case, now he's not chayav to take care of her. Oh, what about the neder that she put in place, right? Now, so we said, even though she made that, took that nether, she's still going to be, after the divorce, able to be nana b'lecha shechach avapeya. Presumably, the point is that this nether becomes a nether shebeino lebeino, right? If she's, you know, at least, in which case, even though he's, because we said, ba'la b'chal b'riyosu. Oh, I guess the point is, he's not b'chal b'riyos, he's not b'chal b'riyos, and that's why she can't, that's not correct what I said. Meaning, but the olam baal av chabrios, meaning that the neder is chal, right? The neder is chal, so she can't get hana from other brios, but she can get hana from her husband. Oh, but she can get neder only, but she can only get hana from her husband, and that's why it can't be mefer. Right? But she can get from her husband. That's great. But she has this neder that she can't take hana from any other person. So now, what she's gonna do if she gets divorced? The answer is, and don't worry, if she gets divorced, she can still get lech chashecha v'peya. That's gonna be the answer. Fine, fine. So just take a look at the. Let's just take a look. Pay down for a second. The Gemara says, Esve Rava Rav Nachman. So Rava attacks this third approach. Before we do that, let's just take a look at the Ran. The Ran, Rav Nachman al olam ba'al la bechal b'riyos, mishum hachi lo yafer. Right, and that, you're not bechal b'riyos, and that's why you can't be made fair. Shim lo haisi yechol lahanos b'minu, af b'ish yechol lahanos b'lech shechav b'peya, inay nefeshu, havei, u'mei fair. Right, again, everyone just ping-ponging back in the different svaras. Right, so Rav Nachman says, no, she baal's not b'chal b'riyos. That's why he can't be mefer, because if he couldn't be mefer, because if she couldn't get a benefit from him, that would be a inay nefesh, and she would and he'd be able to be mefer. V'ha'cha ketani niskar sheyachol lahanos b'lecha shechav peah. The leis b'tuvas hana, right? Meaning that even with her neder in place, she can still get lecha shechav peah. Why? For the reasons said before, because there's no tuvas hana there. Right, the aziva ksivavu, because again, tazovosam, you just leave it there. The kamashmalan, the shinishkarsha, yachser habal, the yos bechlal yisra brios. Right, once you get divorced, now what happens? Now the husband's part of the brios. Right? The ein lo lahanos, ela belechcha shechavapeya, kach birshu rishonim, zichronim, rachav, kach rishu rashba, etc., etc. Fine.
In Agmar, right underneath it, there's Tosfos.
Yes.
Who says the last line? Says what she's shaminena lecho adam shikru osam brios b'shast hanasimam. So it's like a springing meaning, because at the she always intends when she makes that nether, it's at the time it you look to the time when
the moment of Hana,
right, which is, and that's why all of a sudden, even though initially he's not part of it, when he's divorced, all of a sudden he now becomes part of all the regular people, and because at that point in time, Tosa is saying at that point in time, right, he is part of the people because she would drive, she would get Hana from them, right? So it's like a springing. It's like it moves the
there's gonna be a case later you talk about. But it's a good point, so this is an important separate point, is that when she gets divorced, now he is Bechla Brios. You could have argued,
right,
in which case he could be Mefer, but he can't be Mefer because they're not married anymore.
In other words, initially,
he wasn't even Mefer.
Right.
He wasn't Mefer before.
Right.
He could be Mefer before because she didn't include him. Uh-huh. Right? So that the Nidr was Chal. But then when they get divorced, so
now all of a sudden he becomes.
Now he's part of the. Right. Now he's part of the Brios. Right. But why do you have to say that? Couldn't you have said that he wasn't part of the Brios? He wasn't included initially.
Right.
Why can't he stay, not part of the nether, even once they get divorced?
I think he's just saying
he's part of Brios, right? The only reason he's not part of Brios is because he's her husband.
Status changes once they get divorced.
So now,
what we're saying then is that and this is actually going to be important when we get to pay Dell next week, is that Brios is like general Chevra.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And he, by definition, is not the general Chevra. And that's why you can say the implication, I can understand if she's making this statement, of course she's not including her husband. Right? She just means everybody else, the rest of the world. But then once they get divorced, and that's why the net is Chal. Right. But then once they get divorced, he falls into that category.
Her original intention was
for the Chevra, any man I'm not married to.
At the time, right. And you have to look at the time.
Right, Brios means any man I'm not married to. And that, so now once they're divorced, he is part of men that she's not married to. And now it becomes us. Or even though if that would have been initially true, he would have been able to be made for it.
Right. Which is the moving
target, yeah. Okay, excellent. All right, Yoshikai.